Welcome back to Beauty Business and Mind. It has been a month. So summer and motherhood, like having a business and having our kids out from summer, you know, out of school and having to entertain them and do all the things can take a big time constraint on what we're used to having. So in today's episode, I want to have a real conversation with you about how I make things happen. Also, the importance of having an abundance mind, that it's okay to slow down and truly like the side effects of me slowing down. Some beautiful opportunities have come through and I wanted to share that with you because sometimes we think that if I slow down, if I post less on Instagram, or even threads, you know, threads are a big thing right now on Instagram with the Instagram app of threads, which I love. I'll talk a little bit about that today. Just the importance of having harmony in our life. I don't believe in balance. I believe in harmony, which is really like having my life and having our business kind of work together. Sometimes one's going to take more time than the other and it's okay, right? That's why I don't use the word balance. And welcome to this episode. With that, let's get started. So summer, if you have kids, it is a hard time. So for me, I have three kids. So preschool, elementary school and high school. So it has been a very interesting time because there's a lot of shifts going on and is requiring me to really try to systematize and automate my business in the ways that I can, and also like truly slow down to be more intentional with my time and what I'm actually doing. So if you have kids and you're feeling all over the place, or you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm slacking off in this part of my business or in the marketing part of my business, you are not alone, my friend. I am there with you. So I wanted to share some really helpful tips for you. To just really help you. So first we're gonna start with the mom guilt. Mom guilt is a real thing. I think it comes from different things. So sometimes it can be through society or how we were brought up that motherhood has to be a certain way. So remember, motherhood is really what feels good for you and your family. So I've been going on vacations with my kids. I've been taking time off. It's a slower time for me. Most of my clients are traveling or doing other things. Next month is more of a heavier month. Everybody's getting ready to go back to school. Moms have more time to come get their hair done. So that is the time that really starts getting more busy for me. It's during August. So instead of guilt tripping myself and maybe comparing ourselves to others because other stylists are super busy, other people are doing other things, remember, focus on your life. Right now for me, I have three kids at home. And I need to be able to spend time with them and do things with them and make a meaningful memories for them. That is very successful for me in my life. Now, having said that, if this is a time for you that you need to work because you, even though you have kids, you have to provide for them, don't judge yourself. I think it's so important, especially with social media. We as mothers sometimes think we're not doing enough, right? Like, well, she gets to stay home, like I get to stay home during this time and I get to slow down. And maybe that's not a possibility for you. So don't judge yourself like that because we don't have the same lifestyle or the same, you know, household, like home type of dynamic going on. Our dynamic may be different. So it's so important to really, truly give ourselves grace that it's different and it's okay to be different. It doesn't have to be the same. So whether this is a busy time for you to work, remember you're doing the best you can for your babies. If this is a time where you need to slow down because you need to be there for your kids, don't judge yourself. It's okay. We're all doing the best that we can for our house. And one of the biggest things for today's episode, before I go into the marketing part, is comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy, they say. That's a quote by somebody else, not me. And it's so true. We don't know what anybody's going through. Although we see somebody in the camera or we see them through the podcast, we never know what truly somebody is experiencing. So don't judge yourself and don't judge them because we don't know the true full story of what's going on behind the scenes. So during this time for me, it has been really hard because I'm being honest and transparent. Usually I have time to do everything and anything. So aside from my business, I'm also taking care of my husband's business and it has been growing. So there's been more paperwork to do and it's taking more time, which in turn has been less content creating, right? It's harder to create a video for you when I have my kids running around or screaming or bickering or slamming doors or, you know, playing. So I have had to make the hard decision, and I wanted to share with you that I need to slow down, and it's okay. At first, it felt kind of weird. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm slowing down. Is this even going to be okay? But I wanted to showcase to my children as well that business is not everything. My job and who I am is not defined 100% just by my title. I'm not just a hairstylist. I'm also a mother. And right now, for my motherhood needs, to so I feel good, not for the world, right? So you have to do what feels good for you. It's slowing down. So I've had to create less content. So with that part of the reality of it, hey, I've had to slow down because I have three kids at the house. This is my marketing tips for you. So first, let's start. I'm going to go through just four of them really briefly. Four different, one of them is not a social media channel, but I'm still going to talk about it. And with that, let's get to it. First, Pinterest. Pinterest is not social media. Pinterest is a search engine, and it really is a visual search engine. So think of Pinterest like a magazine of photos. Instead of talking about, you know, instead of researching words, people are researching through pictures, okay? So maybe you need inspiration for an event. Maybe you're looking for inspiration, or you're looking tools to help you recreate something for solutions, okay? So Pinterest is more solution-based, picture-based, okay? So with that, I think this is the time for sure to start pinning for Halloween. So being transparent with you, I like to share because sharing is caring. I'm going to start pinning starting tomorrow because I will have more time on my own tomorrow. I'm going to start pinning for Halloween. So for me, I'm a hairstylist. So I'm going to start doing Halloween looks, Halloween hair looks for Pinterest that's going on. I am going to be recording one, which I will be posting up on my Instagram. So as you can see, I'm always recycling or upcycling my content to other places. So for me, I know if those July, people are already searching for Halloween. And if you're like Celeste, you're crazy. This is something that I also got from Pinterest directly through a webinar that we did about planning for the holidays. Remember, on Pinterest, people are always searching 2 to 3 months ahead of time. Okay, so the first, you know, like thing is going to happen is going to be fall, right? So if you have some type of business that has fall things, like for example, maybe like a pumpkin hair mask, this is the time to start doing that. Okay, so that's my first tip for Pinterest. Start pinning everything that has to do with fall or even Halloween. Okay, now let's go into threads with Instagram. So I really love the Thread app. I am using it differently. I'm just using it mostly to post really what's going on in my day, in my head, things I'm thinking about. People are using it to put tips or ask questions. I'm not using that for videos. I really love having a platform that's just like word heavy. I love reading other people's thoughts and ideas and questions and answering them and interacting with them. So that has been really awesome. I really am enjoying using Threads. So if you're not on that, you don't have to be on that. It's kind of like Twitter, people say. I've never used Twitter, so it's a new thing. I really am loving it just to share my ideas and see where everybody's at and thinking about. So that has been super, super fun. Okay, so next on Facebook. So I'm still going to be talking about this. Facebook video reach is still higher than Instagram. I see it all the time. Anytime I post things on Facebook, it gets way more reach and engagement than it does on Instagram. So that's something that's still going on with videos and short videos. So remember, it's not just about only doing short or only doing long videos. Make sure that you mix it up. But I have noticed if you're really going for a reach, Facebook is doing a really awesome job right now with videos still at this time. Next on Instagram. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. If you're watching the video, I'm sipping currently on this matcha tea latte. And with that, let's talk a little bit about Instagram. So what do you do when you cannot post all the time or create new content for your Instagram, which is something I've been going through. I haven't done a podcast episode in a month because I had to take a little break. And it's okay. And that's the part that I really want to share with you. It's okay to take a little bit of a break sometimes. We need to like refresh ourselves, refresh our ideas, refresh, you know, our own inner being before we can give out of our own cup, right? So what do you do when you can't post? Sharing your stories. So I love sharing in my stories. You don't have to share every day. Today I just shared, it's an old post that the most recent one I did like 6 days ago, which has to do about heat protectants. And I added just a little extra tip that, hey, even if you're not using hot tools, make sure that you protect your hair from the sun. Use a heat protectant because there's lots of heat protectants that have UV ray protection as well, which is from the sun rays. So that's something that I did. Repurpose your content, okay? Go look back, like you can look at your analytics on Instagram or whatever your preferred platform is and see what content has done very well and repurpose it, repost it. I think it's so important to do that. Also, please don't spread yourself thin. So one of the biggest things that I've learned is that it's not so much about the content that everybody's on. It's more important to be where your clients are at and where it's bringing actual the business into your business. One of my businesses does not rely on social media. One of my businesses is very heavy on my website. So I know that, right? So I put a lot of effort on my website once a month. I'm making sure everything is good for that one business. And I know my income and my inquiries come from that business. And I'm okay with that. Then I have another business where if I post certain type of videos, right, or certain type of posts, I get inquiries for haircuts or for hair color or for bridal services or for styling services or for classes. It just depends. And that has taken years to learn, okay? And I want to really emphasize that. I have been doing this since I really started doing it in 2006. I barely started toying around with Instagram and I started going heavy on it really at the end of 2016. So at the end of 2016, right? And we're in 2023. So it's taken years to learn. I continue to learn. I do not have 100,000 followers. I do not have 10,000 followers. All the things and tips and tricks that tips that I share with you here and insights into my business are things that I am constantly learning and doing. And I wanted to really share that because sometimes we think like, well, I can't be in a magazine publishing. I've been in over 10 of them. I think I have one more coming up in a couple of weeks. I get published all the time, get asked to write articles. It's things that have happened over time. Nothing happens in a moment. But one of the truest things that's so important is to be consistent. And with consistency, I think it's so important that you have your own definition of what does consistency mean to you. And that part is really important because for me, it could be consistent, also being in alignment with myself. So this past month has been like a little bit like of a rougher, rocky month. So I need to take time off from the podcast and I felt okay with that. I did my podcast episode, you know, like a couple weeks ago, and I'm doing this one. So it's okay to take breaks, right? My blog, I think it's been like 2 months since I wrote my last blog. So I'm writing one today. I'm not judging myself. And I want to really invite you during this time, if whether you're working more during the summer and your kids are not with you, or you're working less because your kids are with you, don't judge yourself. Be the best supportive person you can for yourself. And I think it's so important because sometimes we think, well, people can notice that I haven't posted on my podcast or I haven't been consistent on this or I haven't been creating new videos. But I truly believe in this and nobody ever told me this and I want to share this with you today. Your energy matters. If you are down, if you are like not in a good headspace and you're forcing yourself to create content, you're forcing yourself to record videos, that energy is going to be felt through your video. That energy is going to be felt through what the words that you put out. And that's why I think it's so important that we remember, especially with ChatGPT. I've done episodes on ChatGPT, super helpful. We are not robots. We are humans. And that is beautiful. It is beautiful that we're not perfect. It is beautiful that we make mistakes, that we misspell things, that we don't have a perfect track record, okay? Please be gracious to yourself. Take care of yourself first in whatever means that means to you. And just remember to repurpose your content. Go into analytics and seeing what has been working really good for reach, And also going into that post and seeing what did people comment or what was so good about it or how many people saved it, to kind of replicate something different from that. You can do that, or you can even repost it again, just with like a different, you know, type, you could different type of like social media channel, like if something did really good on Instagram, you know, and maybe I could try to do a spin-off on that and share that on Facebook. So just different things. Just look around what's really in alignment with you. And remember that you are human. If you're a mom, we have like 20 million jobs. We're not only hairstylists or beauty professionals. We're also running businesses. We're dealing with customer service. We have our kids' needs, but also our own inner needs. And sometimes that's going to require us to truly slow down. And especially during this time with, I know like comparison can be a big thing. Remember to put limits on your apps. So I want to end this episode with just three really helpful tips that really helps me stay good for mental health purposes and also for comparison purposes, that has really helped me to like continue to be consistent through all this past years and not judge myself when I need breaks, because we all need breaks. And just like a little like context behind that. Fall is my favorite season. So September, October, November, December, this girl goes crazy. I do so much content because I just love fall. Knowing that, it made sense to me that my body asked for a break, that my body asked for a creativity break, right? Like, I wanted time to be in silence. I wanted time to go outside. I wanted time to be away from the screen to really allow the creativity to flow in. And of course, content ideas are starting to come in. So having said that, these are the three things that I do to take care of my mental health and well-being and help me not compare myself to others. Number one, put timers on your apps. So all my apps have a timer. For me, it's 15 minutes. And that may sound really harsh and really hard, but that's what I do. I do 15 minutes tops on each app. I do that because I notice the more I spend time on an app, the more I compare myself that I'm not doing enough or I'm not good enough or I should be doing more. And that is not a good place to be. So one of the things that I do is really put timers on my apps. Number two is really to make sure that you have an organized way to schedule your time. So this may be different for everybody. You may like to have a paper calendar. For me, it's my app. So it's through my phone. I have my calendar. Every single appointment and things that I have going on are always on that phone. So I have not only my booking system for my clients, but I also have my own calendar for everything going on in my life. I love doing that because although it may sound a little crazy to some of you, it works beautifully as a mother of three and business owner. It lets me know when I have times to just be. It's beautiful to wake up in the day and see I have nothing on that day, and that means I get to be in the magic of the day. It's nice to know when I have meetings, like I just literally got off a meeting right now, which was awesome. It lets me know when I need to schedule things. I just scheduled one of my biggest podcast interviews that's going to be coming up. All those beautiful opportunities happen through organization and through the power of the pause. If I was doing a million things, I would possibly miss out on certain things. So don't be scared to pause and don't be scared to schedule whatever means best for you. For me, it's my phone calendar. For you, it may be a reminder setting. It may be a paper calendar. Choose what works best for you in regards to scheduling your time. Being organized is so important, especially when you have multiple kids, you have multiple duties as we do. As we know, hairstylists and being beauty pros is so much more than just the services that we do. And lastly, number three, please take time for yourself. It doesn't have to be a crazy vacation. It doesn't have to be a crazy spa day. I love going to the spa. Like I've done an episode about my facials. Like facials are like religious for me. I have to do it once a month. Facials are very important, and so are my eyebrows. I get my eyebrows waxed twice a month. It's just a thing I do, right? Take time for yourself. It can be simple things. Sometimes for me, it's just literally walking outside of my salon, taking a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3, and hold. And letting it out for 1 and 2. That simple little break is enough for me sometimes to just reset me. At times we need to take a walk. Maybe for you is going to the beach. Maybe for you is going to the lake. Maybe for you is just reading a book. Maybe for you is just lighting up a candle. Maybe just taking a sip of your favorite tea or drinking your favorite drink or a cup of coffee. Maybe it's making yourself your own chai tea latte and your favorite mug. Maybe it's just doing your makeup that day. Maybe it's just dressing up that day or doing your hair that day. It can be in so many different ways. It doesn't have to be nothing crazy. Sometimes for me, it's just journaling. I love writing. Writing is one of my favorite pastimes. I don't do it professionally. I do it just more to see my inner feelings and tap into myself. And I want to invite you during this time, especially with so much going on with summer and being a mother and also having to, you know, having our business and so many components of being a business owner nowadays with social media and marketing. Please take time to take care of yourself. Take time to take pauses and not judge yourself for it. I took a pause. I didn't announce it to the world. I didn't tell anybody. I'm literally just telling you here on the podcast because it's important for you to know that you're not alone. You're allowed to take a break. You're allowed to take rest. And part of being a creative person for some of us is not always go, go, go. For some people, that works very well. But there are times also for other creatives, as myself and as you, we need time to pause to be able to refill our own cup and let the energy and let the new creativity and ideas come in at its time. And some things cannot be forced. And this podcast is one of those things. I really appreciate you for listening to today's episode. And I'm super excited for the next upcoming episodes coming up. I already have recorded it. So you'll be hearing it next week. It's going to be all about the digital courses. I want to talk about the top three lessons of digital courses that I've learned throughout the years of taking online education and the one course that really like changed my business in a big way. And not just mine, but also my husband's, how the importance of some of the things and tools and things to think about before you invest in an online course. And you know, just really the importance of online education. So I'm really excited for that episode. That'll be up next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and I'll see you back here next time. Bye, love.